Imagine that you're about to board a plane to take a trip. Not a long one, about 50 minutes, give or take a few. Long enough for you to order a coffee or an adult beverage. Your captain is a grade school four square champion and an all-star at UNO. Hailing from Salina, Kansas, and residing in Southeast Texas, he will give you his thoughts on music, family, and adventures in life. So sit back and get comfortable. The seatbelt sign is always off. Welcome aboard Flight 785.
This is Jenny in Waterloo, Iowa, and you are on board Flight 785.
I-135 Entertainment. Waterloo, Iowa is in the house. Waterloo, Iowa, Gary. My name is Ken Yan, a.k.a. Dutch Chocolate, and you are on board Flight 785. And I'm here with my lovely lady friend, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Guys, it has been a minute, but we are back. We are back. And as usual, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Entertainment purposes only, folks, all right? Don't get upset. Don't flip out. Don't send me an email. Don't send me anything messenger, pigeon, or Facebook, or MySpace, or Instagram, or Snip Snap, or Chip Chap, or whatever. Whatever you guys use, Bookface, don't do it, okay? Do not do it, okay? Entertainment purposes only, guys. Entertainment purposes only. But I'm feeling good, Carrie. I am feeling good. It is a wonderful, beautiful day outside, and we're going to have a good time here on Flight 785. I guarantee.
Sounds like a plan.
And shout out to my good friend Jennifer in Waterloo, Iowa, for sending us the sound drop, you know, just in passing. I said, hey, Jennifer, do you want to do a sound drop for the show? And you know what she was like? Yeah. And I said, Jenny, are you sure you want to do a sound drop? Okay, are you sure? Because this is very important, right? This is a very important podcast. And before I could even get the final, are you sure, she was just like, yeah, okay. So I said, okay, Jenny, all you have to do is shoot me an email with the sound drop to flight785podcast@gmail.com. That's all you have to do. It is just that easy. And she sent it in, and now she's on the show, Carrie. That is how we do it. So if you want to be on the show, if you want to send a sound drop to me, I already gave you the email address. Send it, baby. Send it. But guys, this is the show where I grab a couple news stories and we chop it up. Right, Carrie?
Yes.
We chop it up to see what's happening. And as I always have to tell you guys, I have what you call diplomatic immunity. Okay? What that means is I may say some things that may ruffle some feathers, right, Carrie?
Yeah, and sometimes I do too, but I have diplomatic immunity also.
Well, anyway, I may say some things that may ruffle some feathers. So don't get upset with me. Diplomatic immunity, I've already told you guys, so don't get upset. So, Carrie, we always have to start off the show with what we have been watching on the telly. Have you been watching anything on the telly?
I've been watching The Resident.
The Resident.
Yeah, because I'm all caught up with Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, so you've all caught up with Grey's Anatomy, and Grey's Anatomy, and now you are watching The Resident.
Yes.
And what is The Resident all about?
The Resident is another medical show. I think it was originally on Fox, but it's now on Netflix. I don't know if it's still going on, but there's six seasons.
So. There's six seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you watched all six seasons yet?
No.
You haven't?
I'm like almost done with season two, I think.
Really?
Okay. Pretty good.
Okay, well, I, you know what? I will think about watching The Resident myself. Check that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time to watch The Resident, to watch these nerds inside a hospital talking hospital stuff. I'm not going to do it.
You know what?
Yes.
It's not that. I see your face. It's the blood from the hospital. But yeah, you can watch shoot 'em up bang bangs with blood and guts.
But you know what?
And these people are trying to help people.
They're not trying to help people. But you know what? I digress. I digress. So you've been watching The Resident, all right?
Fantastic. We finished The Bachelor.
I don't even want to go into that. I really don't want to even go into The Bachelor.
But your guys, girl you chose won.
Full disclosure.
She got chosen.
Full disclosure, The Bachelor is Carrie's show.
No.
I only watch educational programming on PBS.
So guys, here's what happened.
Okay.
I had watched The Bachelor for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, she had watched it.
And then I quit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know who came on, but all of a sudden he starts recording it and saying, are you going to watch this one thing? And I'm like, no, I quit it. And he's like, no, let's watch it. Let's watch this season together. Come on. And now he's hooked.
No, that's not how it went down. That's not how it went down. Fellas, I'm going to tell you right now, you have to know what your women like, okay? And so what you do is...
You tell because, everybody that.
Because I'm, whatever. Because I'm that type of guy. I know what she likes. And so I remember years and years, she would be sitting on the couch with her boxed wine and her doggone tissues.
I don't even drink wine.
Please, let me speak my truth, Carrie. You didn't see it. I saw it. Please, it's very rude to interrupt.
I've never drank a whole glass of wine in my life.
It's very rude to interrupt, please.
Only champagne.
So she was watching with her boxed wine and her tissues, and she was literally weeping on some of the shows of The Bachelor, and she really enjoyed it. And so I decided we need to watch it again. Because I'm that type of guy, guys.
Now, if you want to warm my heart,
yes,
you can sit down and start the 22 seasons of Grey's Anatomy with me from start to finish.
22 seasons of Grey's Anatomy sounds absolutely terrible. Ain't nobody got time for that. I value my life more than to watch that show, okay? It's not going to happen. But I digress. Let's get into the flight plan, Carrie, shall we? All right. The flight plan. I always let you guys know what we are going to be talking about. So this week, we are going to speak about some women that got some money. They came into some money in an interesting way. We're also going to speak about a gentleman that had, well, he had an unfortunate incident at his home. And then we also are going to speak about what happened. There was an earthquake this morning. There was an earthquake this morning in New York, New Jersey area, I believe. And something happened at the doctor's office. And so we'll talk about that. And then we get into learn something, right? What are we learning today?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
We are going to learn about indecisiveness.
Indecisiveness.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, okay. All right. And then we're going to get into my favorite portion of the show, which is Am I the A-Hole? So it's a good time, I guarantee. So settle in. Settle in, and we are going to be good to go. So, Carrie, are you ready?
I'm very ready.
All right. Here we go. So, two Ohio women allegedly propped up a dead man in their car to withdraw hundreds of dollars from his bank account before, wait for it, dropping the corpse off at a hospital.
Oh, hell no.
Yes. Yes. Lorene B. Ferraccio, she's 55 years old, and Karen Cashbaum, who's 63, were accused of driving the body of Douglas Lehman, who was 80 years old, to a bank drive-through window in Ashtabula, that's in Ohio, on Monday, according to the Star Beacon. The women, who were not related to Lehman but lived with him in the city, which is about 50 miles from Cleveland, removed the body from his home with the help of a third person. They propped him up in the passenger seat so that the teller could... So that the teller could see
this
him.
This might be good.
No. You know what? Don't laugh. They propped him up in the passenger seat so that the teller could see him. They tried to withdraw money from his account, Police Chief Robert Stell told the Star Beacon. The bank had allowed this previously as long as they were accompanied by him.
Oh, hell no.
After withdrawing about $900, the women drove Lehman to Ashtabula County Medical Center, where they dropped off his corpse without identifying him or themselves.
They only took out $900?
$900.
That's it.
Okay. Police eventually located the two. And, you know, the two had said that, you know, Douglas had died at his home.
Uh-huh.
But the two women have lengthy rap sheets. They were charged with theft and gross abuse of a corpse, both which are felonies. Yes. So this kind of reminds...
Previously they were charged?
Yes, okay. Yes, they have lengthy rap sheets. So this kind of reminds you of that movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Way back in
1989.
Yeah.
Came out in 1989, where they had the dead guy, which is Bernie.
And I remember.
These two jokers drug him all around.
All over the island?
All over, yes.
Weekend at Bernie's. It actually reminds me of when I was a kid.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Now, this is a family show.
Well, listen, I was a kid.
Wait a minute. No, but please, listen. There is no statute of limitations on things. So please, tread carefully with what you say, okay? Please, tread
It has nothing carefully. To do with money. We just wanted more suckers from the teller.
Excuse me.
Instead of mom going in, because they would only give us one sucker each, when we went through the bank drive-thru, we would put our feet up on the, we were in the station wagon, and we would put our feet up on the station wagon and take our shoes off so that it looked like instead of three kids, there were six kids, so we'd each get two suckers each.
So what I'm hearing is that you were committing...
But no dead bodies.
Okay, thank you. So what I'm hearing is that you were committing fraud. You and your sister and your brother were, it's still fraud.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it is fraud. It's theft is what it is.
They probably would have given us extra if we would have.
It is theft.
All mom had to do was say, I have six kids.
You know what? So lie, is that what we're doing here?
That's why we had to put the shoes up, so it was the truth.
If you could see me, that it's not the truth, okay? Putting six shoes up, it's not the truth. The truth is you have six shoes up.
Six feet, six shoes, six kids.
You know, this is starting to make my head hurt. We're moving on. We are moving on. So there is a gentleman that sustained car crash injuries. It's very, very disturbing. And here's what happened. This gentleman suffered catastrophic injuries. A UK man, you know the UK, the United Kingdom. Hello, governor. You remember the UK, right?
Sure.
All right, let me give you
not
a quick...
Not the way you do, though.
Let me give you a quick quiz. I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what you mean by that, but I don't like it. I don't like the tone, and I definitely don't like the content.
I sure hope that when I go...
I don't like it at all. Guys, I don't know what has gotten into Carrie. I really do not know what has gotten into her. This is ridiculous.
I need a vacation.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You really do. So, the capital of the UK, the United Kingdom, Carrie, I'm going to give you one chance. What is the capital of the United Kingdom?
London.
Close. Very, very, very close.
Wales?
No.
New Jersey?
No, the capital of... The United Kingdom is Hong Kong.
Of course.
I digress.
Of course it is in your brain.
But I digress. A UK man.
And I'm crazy for wanting more suckers.
Yes. Okay. Let's not do that. You know what? There is no statute of limitation.
That's right. Suckers.
For your thievery. A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries from, wait for it.
He ran into a cow?
Tripping over his cat.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, it's believable.
Really?
Sure.
Hello, governor. I can't remember much. Just falling fast. It was quick, and it was over within seconds. Oh, bloke. Yes, I have been practicing on my accent. I think it's very well. I think I'm heading to Hollywood.
You know why I believe this story?
Yes.
Because I've been knocked over by the dog.
Yes.
The 60-pound dog.
Yeah. So the freak apocalypse meow accident reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23rd. Okay.
Uh-huh.
This was last year.
Yeah.
And the wrinkly kitty apparently was feeling playful, dove out, and latched on to one of its owner's legs while he was coming down the stairs.
It happens. Those animals just jump out of nowhere.
I don't like cats.
They're clingy.
I don't like cats.
Your dog did the same to me, just not on the stairs.
I don't like cats. They think they're better than everybody else, okay? I don't like cats at all.
So do dogs.
No. I don't like cats, okay?
He headbutted me.
Here's what happened. Let's not make this about you, okay? I'm trying to get through the story, please.
I can sympathize with this guy.
Don't make this about you.
Animals just come out of nowhere. They want to give love from behind.
Okay, listen. Oh, my. George Sakai, get the hell out of the studio, okay? I don't know why you're here.
I don't know why
They want to make love from... Okay, you know what? This is a family show.
I didn't say
this
make love.
This is a family
love.
Show.
I said give love.
Oh, my. George Takei, get out of here. I'm trying to close the windows. I close the windows. I lock the doors. And George Takei still makes it into the studio. But I digress. So, He says, it took a bit of chunk out of my leg, and then I lost me footing, described the gentleman, who reportedly tumbled down 14 steps before arriving at the bottom, where he lay unable to move with his feline, put the hell in Hello Kitty. I love it. You know what? This is good writing. This is good writing. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? This is good writing. Sure the massively is. Injured man didn't realize the extent of his injuries at the time. However, paramedics later revealed that he suffered a fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, 2 fractures in the spine, 9 broken ribs, and each rib has multiple fractures, and then I had a bit of blood in the lungs.
I wonder okay? who watched the cat while he was recovering.
Well, I think this guy has brittle bone syndrome, truth be told, okay? Because ain't no way, okay? Ain't no way. So, unfortunately, Mr. Rowley's wife, whose name was Jackie, is a children's care worker, and she was working nights and was therefore unable to come to his aid. As a result, the old bloke had to lie unattended for a whopping 14 hours in a pool of his own blood.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh, hell no!
My phone was dead. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up, Carrie.
It's a good thing he's alive and his cat didn't eat him.
Okay, listen. Don't do that. Okay, don't do that. How do you come up with this stuff? That's what I want to know. How do you
come up? That cat seems vicious if he did all that.
How do you come up with this stuff, okay? It's a good thing the cat didn't eat him. Okay, the gentleman says, "My phone." Stop laughing. It's not funny. My phone was dead. I couldn't get up.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
He yes, couldn't we get up. Understand. Okay,
with all those injuries, yes. Of course he didn't.
Yes.
If you watched The Resident, you would know.
I'm not watching that. Okay. It wasn't until the next morning that his wife arrived and discovered her husband spread-eagled at the bottom of the stairs. I normally get home around 8:30, but that day I got held back and I didn't get back until 10. Oh, and geez. I opened the door and heard him screaming and saw the blood. Okay, here's what, listen, I'm tired of this story, but I'm just going to give you my take on this whole situation.
I'm so glad he survived.
Okay, this is what he needs to do, okay?
Because can you imagine how to explain that?
This is the first thing he needs to do, okay?
A bite on your ass?
No, okay, let's, okay, please. I already have the story. Everybody's already heard it, please. We don't need a recap. We don't need a recap. Thank you.
I'm just saying, how would they figure that one out?
You know what? Where are my blood pressure pills? I think they're in the other room. This is ridiculous. So here's what happened, Gary. This is what I think this gentleman should do, okay? After he gets out of the hospital.
Yes.
What he should do is he should take that cat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He should take that cat.
Watch what you say.
I'm going to watch what I say. I'm going to be very sensitive regarding this subject. Okay. Because I know that we have some cat lovers around here. Right.
Yes.
There are plenty of there's plenty of cat lovers around here and all that. Right.
We've got some cats in the family.
Yes. So this is what this gentleman needs to do. He needs to take that cat to the pound. And then what he needs to do is he needs to readopt that cat, okay? And then take him up to the pound again. Oh. Diplomatic immunity. I said what I said. Don't get upset. Because you know what? You know what?
No.
That cat's going to do it again. Because that's how cats are, okay? I've got a friend named AB in Nebraska, and she loves cats. And I will tell you, AB, one of these days, that cat is going to get you. That cat is going to get you.
I'm sure the cat learned his lesson.
No, he didn't. The cat, the cat, you know what? The cat's going to say, I'm going to eat him next time.
He didn't
That's a lesson. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now. This gentleman, what you need to do, sir, is you need to get rid of that cat. You need to get rid of that cat ASAP. Because in the words of George Bush.
It's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You can't get fooled again, okay? Yeah, that's what George Bush said, and I believe George
you're
Bush.
You're so mean.
Diplomatic immunity.
Struggle, you don't need to replay it over and over again.
Diplomatic immunity, okay? I said it at the very beginning of the show.
I don't know why you can't give him grace.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And when it comes to his wife, okay, the wife's
everybody
not on the
hook. Everybody gets grace but me.
The wife, don't make this about you. Please, don't do that. Listen, when it comes to the wife, okay? When it comes to the wife, I tell you this, okay? Do you know what he needs to do? Okay?
No.
She should have called him during that time. She's gone for 13 hours. She doesn't call him to check on
his
him.
His phone was dead. She probably did.
Well, she should have left the hospital to check on him. Sir, do you know what you need to do?
We know how men are. When they're asleep, they're asleep.
The man was almost dead, okay? He wasn't asleep. Sir, you need to call house hunters.
I know what I would do.
Sir,
and you know what I would do.
Please don't make this about you. Okay, sir, you need to call house hunters. You need to get rid of her, too. Okay,
I would have had a welfare check out there after the first 4 hours. I couldn't get a hold of him.
You'd had a welfare check.
I can't even go 4 hours without having to check on you.
Actually, truth be told, you can't go about 30 minutes. And then all of a sudden, she's hitting me up on my MySpace, my TikTok, my Snapchat, my Instagram. I'm like, I'm trying to work here, okay?
Somebody needs to watch you.
I'm trying to work so that I can afford your Ulta habit. You know, you're going to Ulta and blowing. Have you guys seen the prices at Ulta? The prices at Ulta are as high as giraffe tail. This is ridiculous. Okay, but I digress. Do we need to move on? We're going to move on. We are going to move on to, let's see. Should we do one more? Yeah, why not? We're going to do one more, guys. We are going to do one more. So, Carrie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, you know, there was an earthquake. Well, you said you didn't, but there's an earthquake this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here's what happened. This surgery.
You're so silent. I thought it was just like nothing happened.
No, this surgery took balls.
Oh, my.
George Takei, what are you doing here?
You said it was an earthquake.
This surgery took balls.
Oh, my.
Is that the title of
a
your
Pennsylvania
story?
Man was getting a vasectomy when a rare earthquake struck the New York City area Friday morning, forcing the surgeon to set down his scalpel as the poor guy wondered whether a train was passing. Yes, Gary.
Oh, yes. That bad?
The doctor was like, I think this is an earthquake. I figured he was messing with me, but he had to stop because everything was shaking.
Okay, at least he stopped.
The doctor put the tools down for a moment. You know, and this gentleman, this is ridiculous. This gentleman, basically, he got the shaft timing-wise because the 4.8 magnitude earthquake began shaking the hospital room right as he was going under the knife, Carrie.
Okay.
You know, this is the stuff of nightmares. It really is. If people could see me right now.
Did the anesthesia wear off?
Please, let me finish, please. You know what? You would ask something like that. This is the stuff of nightmares.
It only lasts so long.
If people would look at me right now, they could see that I am literally shaking, okay? I am literally shaking. Mr. Allen got the shaft timing-wise. It was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, okay? Right as he was going under the knife, and he was fully lucid with local anesthesia. Okay? Local anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe a train was passing by, he said. We talked about how we'd never forget where we were at that moment. Okay? But you know what? The doctor took care of him.
Okay.
And it was, but you know, everything turned out great. And you know, he started feeling as good as he possibly could as soon as the numbing was starting to wear off.
Yeah.
Okay? And meanwhile, his wife, Bridget, called it a sign from God that their baby making is over. We should never, ever, ever have another child again, ever, is what she quipped. You know, I say to this lady, way to make it about you.
Okay? I don't know if that this was gentleman, the sign she was waiting
this
for.
This gentleman is having a traumatizing experience, and she wants to talk about herself and it being a sign from God that they should not have a child. What? How do you feel about this, Karen? I'd like to know your perspective on this.
I'm just glad the anesthesia didn't wear off.
Okay. All right. We're moving into Learn Something. Okay. I've had enough of you. What are we learning today, Carrie? What are we learning today?
We're learning about indecisiveness.
All right.
So there's 10 methods that can help you make decisions.
All right.
Some people have trouble deciding small things like what to eat for breakfast or significant ones that impact their life, right?
Yes, that's true.
Do you have any difficulty making decisions?
difficulty making decisions.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because yes, I do. I do have difficulties making decisions. Usually when it's Saturday morning, I don't know if when I bring you breakfast in bed, if it should be French toast or steak and eggs. That is a difficult decision. And so sometimes what I'll do is I'll just make a half order of French toast and a half order of steak and eggs so that you can have the best of both worlds. Please let me finish. Please let me finish. Okay. Let me speak my truth. Okay.
Okay.
You know, it's very rude to interrupt. I will say that is one of the biggest things that I have, really. And, you know, or if it's, you know, if I'm going to order you, you know, either a dozen roses, you know, or two dozen roses. I don't know which one. Okay. That's what
are you done yet?
That's what you have to do. Okay. That's what you do. You have to anticipate what your lady wants.
His real answer.
No, I just gave you my answer.
No, the real answer is he does not have any difficulty making decisions.
Well, that's what I,
because it's always no.
That's not true. Don't do that. That is not always no.
So I reflected on this, and
this is not a relationship podcast. You know that, right?
I know.
Well, I'm feeling attacked.
This is a psychology. Learn something.
What I won't stand for is a war on men. I'm gonna tell you that right now. This will not be a
war.
There's
no war on any men but you.
Okay, you know what? You heard that right. Disrespectful. Please continue.
Because you give it out all the time.
You know, you're terrible.
So I reflected on this question.
Yes.
And I feel like I have difficulty making decisions.
Yes, you really
because
do.
Because I'm a perfectionist. I care so much. And I always want what's best for others.
You know what? I'm hearing a lot of I, me, me, me. You hear that? You can't trust somebody that acts like that.
I'm speaking for me.
You can't trust somebody that's, you know, I, me, me, me. No. Nobody believes you. Okay. Nobody believes you. But please continue.
I hate choosing when you say, where do you want to go to eat? I hate choosing that because every day I choose the menu for us for dinner every single day.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Let me get this straight. Say that one more time. What are you saying about the menu?
I'm saying I choose the menu. Oh,
yes. Please continue.
Those buttons away from you.
Please continue. Tell us about your trauma.
According to PsychCentral.com. Oh,
you don't want to go back?
No, I've made a decision, a firm decision. I'm moving on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, according to PsychCentral.com,
everybody
they state difficulty in making decisions can be caused by several factors, such as a fear of failure and a lack of confidence or information.
Well, everybody loves a firm decision. Please continue. Please continue.
Yes, because because yours is always no.
That's not true.
Okay. If you experience indecisiveness, making decisions is a constant source of stress and anxiety.
Yes.
You're not alone. There are effective methods that can help you with decision making.
Really?
Yes. Some situations that may cause indecisiveness are fear of failure, parental influence, you're a perfectionist, you're a people pleaser, you've lost sight of the bigger picture, you lack confidence, you lack proper knowledge of the subject, you have...
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Lack of knowledge on the subject.
Well, yes, and a symptom of other mental conditions.
Mental conditions.
Yes.
You know what? What are you trying to say?
Nothing yet. Let's just listen on.
All right.
Here are 10 methods that can help you become more decisive. All right.
Yes.
Making decisions for yourself, asking 10 people about one topic will only confuse you further. Ultimately, if you trust your intuition, you will know what the right decision is.
Is that right?
Yes. So here are the 10 ways to methods to help you make decisions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your first one is develop your confidence. Avoid second guessing. and trust your intuition that is the right decision for yourself.
I see.
Now, this is what I have a hard time about because I'm not a selfish person. So let's move on. Let's let things go. Try not to make mistakes. They are part of life. They are not always in your control.
I see.
Number three is choose one person that can act as a sounding board. There will be times when you are truly stumped. When you feel stuck, ask for support from a friend or a partner to weigh in.
I see. I see.
Do you?
Yeah, I know that because I talk to my dog and he tells me that he's home all day with you. And then sometimes he goes in the backyard and won't come out. Okay, because he's been the sounding board. Okay, you've given him, unloaded on him.
Maybe that's because you entered the home. It's too much. And he doesn't want to be in there with you.
No, it's too much for a 50-pound dog. He tells me this. What? He goes to the backyard and he stays out there.
All right, number four.
Until I come home.
Please continue. Talk it out. Voice your thoughts out loud to a friend or a partner or yourself. Now, I talk it out with Jackson, our dog.
That's what I just said. That's why he goes and quarantines himself in that backyard.
And
he's had enough.
And then you should narrow it down.
Yes, you narrow it down.
For a variety of options, narrow down your selections to three options with a surgical slice, do just like one option.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Outline the pros and cons. If stuck, create a pro and con list. This facilitates objective and sound decision making. 7. Flip a coin.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Listen, you don't have time to flip a coin?
I'm just going to drink some beer, okay? I'm going to drink some beer and watch sports, okay? That is too far. That's too much stuff for me to memorize, okay? But please, continue.
Well, I'm telling you, you should not flip a coin. You shouldn't flip a coin on big decisions,
yes,
such as marriage.
Oh, no, you really shouldn't.
But you could flip a coin for the choice at dinner would be fine.
Yes. Don't flip a coin when it comes to marriage, guys.
And then something interesting about if you want to try out the flipping a coin theory is that your reaction will actually reveal what you truly want. So if you say, do I want pickles or peas? And you flip the coin and it lands on peas and you don't really want those peas, then you'll know you want pickles. Right?
What? What? What the
heck? All right, let me explain it to you.
Don't explain it to me.
There's baseball to watch.
Let me lie to my wife. I got it. That's very interesting. I got it.
You say heads, it's basketball. Okay. Tails, it's baseball. Yeah, you flip it, it's tails. And you say...
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. You know. See, that was your choice.
Yes.
All right. Okay. You made a decision.
Yes.
Okay. Number 8, avoid questioning your final decision. Simply embrace your selection and move forward.
And move forward, yes.
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 And then number 9, recognize and celebrate your decisions. Congratulate yourself for every decision you make. Practice a kind, validating affirmation like, I made a great decision. I'm getting better at making decisions and it feels good.
All right.
Number 10.
Yes.
If you have negative voices inside, step in to create self-doubt. Simply repeat your kind, validating words that you thought of.
I see.
And that's how you make decisions. So indecisive.
That's a lot of steps. That truth be told, that is a lot of steps, but fantastic.
Did it stretch you out?
You know it did. You know it did.
You're on board.
That's why you just say no.
Yes. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't make this about us. But we need to move on, Carrie. We need to move on to my favorite portion of the show, which is Am I the A-hole? So, Carrie, are we ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. So my son, whose name is Sullivan, he's 8 years old. He is obsessed with llamas, like obsessed, okay? Llama posters, llama plushies, even llama-themed pajamas that make him look like a fluffy white spitball. His birthday was yesterday, and I wanted to blow his mind. Enter Shruti, which is a majestic, fluffy, full-grown llama I rented for the afternoon. Now picture this, 20 screaming kids, Carrie, bouncy castle deflating from pure chaos, and suddenly Shirty strolls in. Okay. Led by a llama handler, dressed like a Peruvian shepherd. Sullivan's jaw drops to his ankles. Every other kid loses their minds. Can you believe it? Chaos melts into pure joy. Llama-induced joy. Shruti munches on carrots, poses for pictures, even lets the braver kids pat his woolly head. The party peaks as we have a Shruti-themed pinata. So it's a pinata, you know, looking like a llama, mm-hmm. shaped in a llama, with llama cookies that fall out, Gary. Can you believe it?
Okay.
Everything is going great right now. Everything is going
Llama-palooza?
Okay, that's it, that's it. Llama, you know what, we're going to move on, okay? So here's where things got hairy. Our neighbor, her name is Felicity. She's the queen of HOA complaints and the side eye. And she called animal control, claiming it was animal captivity and an unpredictable exotic animal. Animal control shows up, sees a bunch of happy kids petting a chill llama, roll their eyes at Felicity, and leave with a happy birthday, kiddo. But the damage is done. Felicity posts a tearful video on Facebook claiming that I traumatized my son Sullivan and endangered the neighborhood with my reckless, very, very reckless llama stunt, Carrie. My wife is horrified. My son Sullivan just wants Shruti, the llama, to stay forever, and I'm stuck in the middle. So, am I the a-hole for bringing a llama to my son's birthday party? Gary.
I believe I have to decline to comment on this.
You do. No, we need to know. We need to know, Gary. We need to know, is he the a-hole for having the llama there? I'd like to know. Yes?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. He's not. Okay.
Felicity just needed to mind her own business.
Felicity just needs to mind her own business.
Yes.
Okay.
The llama was probably loving every minute.
So what would you have done if you were in this position? What would you have done? Yes.
Just let it go.
In regards to Felicity, you wouldn't have spoken to her or anything? Because now it's on the Facebook page. Now it's on the community Facebook page.
So what would you do? I would just let it go.
That's what you do.
Animal control came and gave it a thumbs up and moved on.
Okay, so
that should be validation enough.
You would let Felicity off the hook. Is that what you're telling me? You let Felicity off the hook.
I don't think it's... What would you do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is what I would do, okay?
But I have something more after you decide.
Oh, okay. Simple. I would wait till Felicity and her whole family left the house, and then I would go over there and I would burn it to the ground.
Catch me outside. How about that?
That's what I would do, okay?
Or and then,
please, let me finish. I'm not done yet, okay? And then I would say, Felicity, okay, where are you staying now that, you know, your house is burned down? Mm-hmm. And when she says, you know, I'm staying at my sister's house, you know what I do? I'm going over there and I'm burning it to the ground too.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Diplomatic immunity.
Or
yes,
you could hire 5 llamas.
Okay. You know, where are we going? Is this real? Where are we going with this?
You could hire 5 llamas and have them all go in Felicity's backyard.
Yes.
So that when she wakes up in the morning, there's no grass.
You know what? That is a good idea. Guys, this is for entertainment purposes only.
But okay? I don't understand the fascination with llamas or what are those sloths? People love llamas and sloths now.
Yes.
I don't know how you love a sloth.
All God's creatures are wonderful, except for cats. I said what I said.
They're all wonderful, but I don't know if I can love them all.
Yeah, okay, you know what? You're going to get
especially
me in trouble.
Especially not a skunk.
You're going to get me in trouble with those people. You know what people I'm talking about. Those people that love animals. You're going to get me in trouble with those guys. We're going to shut this down. Gary, do you have any final thoughts?
I just don't like to have a zoo.
Yes, yes. Is that your final thought?
They might push me down the stairs.
Okay, okay. Listen, that story is over. That story is over. Any final thoughts, Carrie?
Have yes. Wonderful yes. weekend.
Have a wonderful and a weekend.
Wonderful life.
Have a wonderful life. Okay. Yes. Okay, Carrie. Carrie's no longer your friend anymore. She's saying have a wonderful life. She's writing you all off. She's right. This is ridiculous.
My brain is overwhelmed with just overwhelming thoughts of all these stories.
Yes, yes. You know what?
From vasectomies to llamas to cats to
well, it happens.
To indecisiveness.
It happens here.
I don't know where to go.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. It's glad that I'm here, guys. We are gonna get out of here. If you love the show, guys, give me a review on whatever platform that you listen to the show on. If you Apple guys, give me a review. You Android weirdos, give me... I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. You Android people, give me a review, too. It is a good look. Shoot me a message, flight785podcast@gmail.com. Guys, I'm going to leave you with this, and this comes from my brother, Antonio. He says, lift people up, pass along gigs, say folks' names and rooms that they aren't in. Put people on when you can, and that is real talk. Take care of people, guys. Take care of people, and people will take care of you. The universe will always come back to you and give you the love right back. We love y'all. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. Blue skies and a tailwind. You know how we do it on Flight 785. Know how we do it.
You're on board Flight 785.
The sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.